Okay, we have a correction. Ella Fitzgerald did not sink on Lake Superior.
Oh, we're so thankful for our listeners for
it
keeping
us
straight.
It was the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Keep us from starting rumors. Romy said he was laughing pretty hard when he called in.
Ella Fitzgerald did not sink on Lake Superior.
Don't get me started.
Now it's strange and unusual that I've bought this book, Strange and Unusual Shipwrecks on the Great Lakes. And the Edmund Fitzgerald isn't one of the stories that are in here. But I don't know how strange and unusual the story is behind the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It was actually in the Maritime Museum in Duluth that we went and saw how the ship actually just cracked right in half and sank to the bottom. But boy, there are some weird stories here. There is a story in here of a yacht that flips over. And there are several people trapped inside. They are not recovered. They find the shipwreck 5 days later. They write the rescue salvage tug writes the ship. And as the workers are climbing up on the deck to start assessing final damage, a woman walks out of the cabin compartment of this, and she has survived 5 days floating up to her neck inside her room with just enough air to breathe, and a floating onion came by, and she ate that onion. That's all she had for like 5 days.
I wonder if she still had her mind.
Would you still have your mind if for 5 days you knew you were 6 inches away from losing all the air you needed to survive? 5 days.
It's amazing she didn't
freeze to death
or suffocate. Like, because
carbon buildup?
Yeah.
Well, the ship never sank, and apparently there were just enough holes in this wood hull boat to give her the ventilation that she needed. I don't know. How would you like to be the guy that is the first one to crawl up on this ship that he's righted?
There was a recent story
a
about
woman
that
walk out of the cabin.
A little creepier in the Mediterranean that flipped, sank, and there was an air pocket, and a guy was down there 3 days, and when the rescue worker in full scuba gear underneath, they were pulling bodies out, they grabbed this guy, and he grabbed him back. How creeped out would you be, that rescue guy, this guy grabs you back? But they pulled him out, and he just said, you know what? I prayed the whole time.
The will
I didn't have
to
anything
survive
else to
is
do.
Amazing. I love the survival stories. They are amazing.
There are some amazing stories there. And like I say, now that I have experienced for the first time in my life that I've experienced the upper Midwest in the middle of winter, and it really wasn't even a particularly cold time. I mean, the coldest temperature. They've got this thing called
feels like.
Yeah, they give you the temperature, but then they always give you the feels like. So I think the morning we went sledding, it was 6 and feels like -7.
Yeah, it was.
It was cold.
I don't like looking at that feels like. I'll just take the temperature.
Like, do they have just one person that decides what feels like really is? this
feels
like.
That can be pretty
like.
Subjective. I don't know.
But they never give you just the ambient temperature. It's 18 degrees this morning, feels like. -2.
I think they take in factors like the wind and sun. And
that's what it is. It's something to do with the moisture in the air and the wind. Because, I mean, if you have no wind and it's 10 degrees, I could handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's 10 degrees and you got a 30-mile-an-hour wind, that's not doable.
With a little mist going on. Oh, man.
I don't miss that at all. Our family talks about liking, you know, I like a little dusting of snow and all. No.
You don't even take a dusting.
I don't care if I ever see a single snowflake in my life again. I had 27 years of that.
There's a lot of people just like you here in the wintertime, Mike.
They're the smart ones.
Man, it is perfectly clear to me why we support the snowbird tourist industry that we do, winter visitor industry. Let's just take La Paz County for an example, okay? Now, La Paz County is about, I don't know, 60, 70 miles west, maybe more than that.
That's 100 and some.
West of Phoenix?
Portside is 130.
Okay, so it's 90 miles, so 80 miles. It's along the Colorado River border. Its biggest population areas are Quartzsite, Bouse, and Parker. Okay, so there's nobody virtually lives in this county.
Well, 20,000
20,000 live 20, in the county.
20,000 live there.
Okay.
Most of the time. Sometimes.
Year round, they can count on 20,000. I think, Quartzsite's like 3,000 people, 3,500.
Mm-hmm. In the summer. In the summer, it's 3,400 people. In the winter, it is 250,000 people. Mostly
snowbirds. How do they even have the facilities to grow that much? Well, it must just be like motor home heaven.
That's what it is.
Well, in Quartzsite alone, there are 70 mobile home parks, mm-hmm. and there are 6,000 spaces available, which still isn't enough. But they do have, in the Parker area, they have, how many resorts did I tell you?
21.
21 resorts on the river.
Riverside resorts.
Now, a lot of temporary housing.
If you had a mobile home and you could go pick anywhere that you wanted to park,
you wouldn't pick Quartzsite?
You know what?
I would have to go to see if there's something. There's no mountain views. At least Parker's got the river.
I think I get it now, Ron. If you're a police officer from Duluth and you've spent your 40-year career walking the beat in the wind with the salt, with the river, the lake spray in your face, 20-mile-an-hour wind, feels like minus 47 degrees. You know, there's probably a lot to be said about parking in the middle of Quartzsite.
Well, I did find this article, and it said that if Louisiana is the sportsman's paradise, then Quartzsite has to be the outdoors paradise. So they have all kinds of, there's lots of petroglyphs. If you like getting outside and exploring, there's stone cabins and ghost towns.
There's Alamo
there
Lake.
Mines.
You can go fishing on Alamo Lake.
Treasure hunting, gold prospecting. And if you like, Romy, to go, you want to be inside, then you have to go give the local bookstore a visit.
Reader's Oasis.
The Reader's Oasis. And if you're in front of your computer and you look it up, don't have your children with you. So
is it like an adult store?
No, it's not. It's a wonderful. There are actually pictures of children in the store. The owner is a nudist. And he shows up to work every day.
As a nudist.
In a crochet something. For just big enough to cover things.
They call it a crochet sock.
I can hear Mike without the microphone. Yeah,
and it's held up by a fishing line.
And people talk about how kind and wonderful he is and what great books are in there. So, I don't know.
Just don't sit down.
Yeah, right.
They have the Jim and Stone Festival and show there in Quartzsite that draws probably most of
million,
those people.
A million people. Between the two rock shows they do during the year.
To a county that has 20,000 people. Can you imagine that?
Must be a lot of Port-a-Johns. I don't know.
There has to be. There's a lot of off-road racing that goes on in La Paz County. Of course, there's the Parker River Strip for the water skiing and the boating.
That's
and
the
stuff.
Summertime activity. But winter, for our snowbirds, they're here.
There's a couple of casinos there, if that's your deal.
There's golfing.
Lots of golfing.
Golfing that overlooks the river. Beautiful views. It's known as the RV boondocking capital of the world.
there's a lot of several ghost towns that you can four-wheel drive out to and take a look at. There's also the Holly Jolly Memorial.
Holly Jolly Memorial?
I think it's called High Jolly, actually.
Oh, don't say anything wrong because we'll get calls and texts.
But you know what? In the 28 years we've been on air, I think we've only ever gotten one call from La Paz County. It was a home in Baus with a roof leak.
Well, I think they should call us and let us know what's great about living there all year round.
Well, the phone lines are just going to ring off the hook here now.
Don't forget, you can text us. Romy, would you give that texting number?
411-923.
Oh, man, aren't you sad.
411-923. So La Paz County, it's going to be our featured county for this month.
Well, there was more than what you just covered?
Oh, yeah. There's great historical buildings. There's things to do. There's Planet Ranch, which City of Scottsdale bought back in the 80s under the guidance of Herb Drinkwater because he was going to take all the water rights of Planet Ranch, dump it into the CAP when it got finished, and then Scottsdale could pump out that same amount of water. I thought it was absolutely genius. It never worked, but it was genius. How about the city of Poston? It's the capital of the Colorado River Indian Reservation. It's also where we can talk about the Japanese internment camps in history back in World War II. Yeah, La Paz County is full of a lot of great history. So ancient civilizations, and maybe we'll get a La Paz County expert in. But a county of 20,000
I'd like
sees
to know more about
a million
the rocks and gems.
Visitors a year. We have to get a rocks and gems show specialist.
Romy, it's also the largest swap meet
In the world.
Oh, boy.
In the world.
Look out now.
So La Paz County, just one of the more interesting things we'll be talking about here this particular month. It's one of the more interesting places.
What?
You could elect to go there as your staycation.
What are you swapping if you live in a mobile home? I mean, these items can't be very big.
Well, I'm thinking they
rely on... they've got big armoire or entertainment sets or...
Well, maybe they rely on a big contingent driving out from Phoenix. I don't know.
I have no idea. But we'll have to go and take it in.
I think we're going to have to go check it out.
Go and take it in. You can register to be a part of all of this in La Paz County by going to Rosie on the House and registering for your Arizona staycation. We don't say where you can or cannot go. And if this has just piqued your interest and now you've got to get to La Paz County, go to rosieonthehouse.com. You'll see a tile right there on the front page of the website, the Sanderson Ford Arizona Staycation. We draw a winner once a month, and you get to pick where you want to go and when you want to go. There are very, very, very few blackout dates. Occasionally, we have someone pick, you know, the Grand Canyon at Thanksgiving, and, you know, that booked up like 9 months ago. So the only blackout dates are really if we're not planning far enough ahead. So you pick where you want to go. We have 18 lodging partners located throughout the great state of Arizona, from the rim of the Grand Canyon all the way down to Benson, Arizona, and practically every place in between. You get to Sanderson Ford and go to their demo lot and pick out the car you want to demo for 2 or 3 days. Jennifer buys you a gas card and fills the baby up, so it ain't going to cost you a dime to get there. We make arrangements with the lodging partners for lodging and food, and you have your own custom designed for you, by you, Arizona staycation. You can only win that one place. That's at rosieonthehouse.com. Okay, so get there and register. Again, we pick a winner a month. And while you're on Rosie on the House staycation, go ahead If you're a regular visitor there, you ought to take some time and look at the new website. We've tried to make it a lot easier to use. You can get to the homepage, and from the homepage, you can find what we call as a trusted partner, one of the Rosie on the House certified partners, where you actually go in to start your search, and you tell us where in the state you are. We have our contractors directory divided up into different regions of the state. We have Tucson, Green Valley, Casa Grande. We have Phoenix, of course, and then we have the Chino Valley and Quad City area, as well as a few in Flagstaff. We're trying to build out the rest of the state, but they are all pre-screened, totally screened contractors serving your particular neighborhood. And I promise you, you can't get a tighter screened contractor referral network than Rosie on the House. We're very blessed and fortunate that all the hard work has paid off well. We've been voted the number one contractor referral directory for 7 years in a row. That's over and above every other contractor referral directory in the country. If you're a national referral screening service, really, the only thing you're doing is collecting somebody's money and you're not doing any screening at all. At Rosie on the House, locally owned, locally operated, locally screened, we get in and vet every single contractor like no other national company could ever possibly hope to accomplish. So that's rosieonthehouse.com. When we get back, we're going to lead you up to the rest of the program as to what's coming up in this particular Saturday morning broadcast.
No more nudists.
No more nudists?
Okay. No more nudists.
We'll leave the nudist in Quartzsite.